On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Dr. Manohar Singh. Dr. Singh is the new dean of the College of Professional Studies at HSU. He's coming to Humboldt State from Penn State University, Abington, where he served as the professor of finance and head of the Division of Social Sciences and Business. Dr. Singh's also taught in India, Australia, and Singapore, and brings with him a background in scholarly research in finance, macroeconomics, management strategy, corporate social responsibility, and gender equity in corporate America. Welcome to KHSU and to HSU, Dr. Singh.
Thank you so very much for having me on the show. I appreciate your spending time and talking to me.
Oh, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate you deciding to come to Humboldt County. What influenced your decision to move to Humboldt County and to Humboldt State University?
My mission is to accomplish something for next generations, and my expertise being in education, I believe that I can contribute to spreading the education with dignity among students so that they can become professionals and leaders in their communities while doing so with dignity and self-esteem. That was one thing that I found that HSU gives me an opportunity to do.
What is it specifically about HSU that you've found really lends itself to helping instill a sense of dignity in the students?
I've seen this as two of the most important pillars, I would say, of the strategic plan that HSU has put on for the community and for the students is social justice and environmental protection. And social justice is something very, very dear to my heart because at the end of the day, the humanity is only going to survive in the long run if there is justice. Otherwise, there will be violence, there will be stresses within, and that may lead to we all having consequences that are not positive for us. As an educational institution, HSU's emphasis on social justice is really something that can transform the world around in California and nation and hopefully globally to look at challenges that we face and make sure that justice is the core of our existence.
That's good to hear. I did read in your, when I was reading about you, I read that you hope to contribute to the preparation of HSU students to become transformational leaders and promoting socially responsible citizenship. So what does that look like to you, the socially responsible citizenship, and how do you work with students if they don't have that value system to get them to open up to that, those ideas?
I grew up in India in a very poor household. My mom and dad were refugees from Pakistan. But one thing that we learned very early on that education can really transform lives. And we were taught from the very beginning in the childhood up to the youth, and I will die with these values. And the one common theme in our discussion on the family dinner table was self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is your biggest asset. And when you're young, that may really get hit if you're not surrounded by people, by professors, by parents, by friends who respect you for who you are. If you have self-esteem as a young person, you would certainly do well in every other field in your life, whether it is finding education, finding love, finding a job. If you have confidence in yourself as a human being, as you realize your worth, as you feel you are relevant to the community, you will always succeed. That is my one value that I want to instill in my students. Of course, humility is something that I always have found to be the second most important asset to anyone. Because people are very receptive to you. They are willing to help you if you're humble. And if you seek with humility, they will more likely give you, whether, again, it is seeking love, affection, education, help, financial help. So being humble, being able to share your requirements and saying, well, I'm here to seek, you be the giver, people open up much easier that way. So I would certainly want my students to be a seeker and get the help. The third thing that I have always found in students to be very helpful is remaining open-minded and being curious. And most importantly, again, within that trilogy, there is empathy. You want to learn something in a university setting, it's a good idea to be very, very aware of the empathy that we need for really succeeding in life. In the sense, this word requires an understanding of all the values, all the cultures. Receptivity is dependent upon being empathetic. And that's what I have figured out in my life is one of the most valuable assets that students should live with, and they will be for sure successful.
Well, I think your students are really lucky to have you on their team, for sure. I wish we had more time, but we'll definitely have you back. But can you just quickly, in the last minute that we have together, talk about something that you want to take on first thing in your first few months at HSU?
I'm very lucky to be surrounded by the very, very supportive community in Humboldt County and beyond within California. Two of the major themes that we are working right now is, one of them is that we have a very serious teacher shortage in our community, and we are doing everything possible to make sure that we work with the school district and the superintendent's office, and we are establishing a task force to handle that situation. And we are reconfiguring some of our coursework and degree programs, offering some things online as well to speed up the process of preparing teachers for school district. The other thing that we are planning to work on at this point of time is preparing our students for better job prospects, more internships, and hands-on experience, which would engage the community so that students can go into community, learn how to work with the community, as well as being supportive of the community needs, so that the community gains as students work within the community and students gain experience as they learn to work with the community. That is a good preparation for the students to be transformational leaders within the community and professionals as they look for their professional aspirations.
Absolutely. Internships can give all the work experience you need to get out there in the world. They're really valuable, and having a good mentor to see them through that is really important as well. So, Dr. Singh, I'm so sorry we're out of time, but we'll have you back for sure. If people are interested in learning more about the professional studies program, they go to humboldt.edu/CPS. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much. Come back.
It was my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to coming back and sharing my views and learning from you all.